Order, order.
Parliament sitting under urgency, starting at 9 a.m, but breaking for question time, which began with the government's front bench in disarray as the cabinet's third most senior minister, Gerry Brownlee, filled in until the second most senior minister, Bill English, arrived in the chamber to answer a question from Labour leader Phil Goff on behalf of the Prime Minister, who was absent.
Mr. Speaker,
the Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his statement, quote, let's have teachers taking less of a pay rise so it can be put towards education support staff?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, I think it's worth noting that the comment was made by the Prime Minister in a circumstance where he was being...
Point of order, the Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
But before Gerry Brownlee could make his point of order, he was interrupted by another one from Mr. English.
Speaker, I was delayed answering questions to the media in relation to an issue the member raised yesterday in the House.
Then it was back to Gerry Brownlee.
I think it's a fair point. We've raised it a number of times I don't want to use the word ambush, but it sometimes gets very difficult to meet the obligations of talking to the media and being here on time. And, Mr. Speaker, I was in the House about 7 minutes before the question time began, and I passed Mr. English in discussion with the media at that time. So it's not as though there wasn't an attempt to get here. But that's why I wasn't answering initially.
This is not strictly a point of order at all.
The Speaker wasn't happy with the government blaming the media.
And I must make it very clear to ministers that this House takes absolute priority. Talking to the media is absolutely no reason whatsoever if ministers wish to be able to answer their own questions. Now, I'd like the government to sort out who is answering this question. It's been asked by the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to the Prime Minister, and I'll call whoever wishes to take the call, the Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
But Mr. Brownlee was more interested in arguing with the Speaker.
You cannot, sir, remove yourself from the circumstances entirely because you're in charge of the parliamentary complex. So suggesting that somehow a minister being held up by the media on his way to the House is not your concern is unreasonable.
Lockwood Smith was unimpressed.
Let me make it very clear that as I observe what goes on out there as members seek to come to this Parliament, there is absolutely no physical barrier to members coming to this Parliament. If they choose to continue to talk to the media, that is their decision. But it is also equally the government's decision who answers any question. The Honourable Leader of the Opposition has asked this question, maybe to help with ensuring members have not forgotten the question he asked. I'll invite the Honourable Leader of the Opposition to ask this question again.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition. Mr. Speaker.
What a shambles, Gerry.
Gerry Brownlee did get to answer a question. It was from Labour's broadcasting spokesman, Brendan Burns, and it was about TVNZ's use of Finance Minister Bill English in a program promotion, and it was addressed to the Minister of Broadcasting, Jonathan Coleman.
Is the Minister satisfied with the processes at TVNZ that have seen airtime valued in the hundreds of thousands of dollars given over to the plain English promotion involving the state broadcaster's shareholding minister?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Broadcasting, yes.
Supplementary.
Ian Burns.
Is he satisfied that TVNZ news managers were not consulted during the internal vetting of the plain English promo, given today's Dominion Post reports that news staff expressed, quote, strong concern about the promotion?
The Honourable Gerry Brownlee.
Mr. Speaker, on behalf of the Minister of Broadcasting, the Minister of Broadcasting does not involve himself in the internal workings of any broadcast agency in this country.
There are also questions for Mr. English himself from Labour's David Cunliffe.
Does he stand by his statement that the advertisement, quote, looked quite good, or will he concede that it wasn't a good look for a shareholding minister to take hundreds of thousands of dollars of free advertising from a state broadcaster?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, all decisions about putting together the promotion and the use of it are being made by TVNZ, as I understand it. That's the normal relationship politicians have with them. They could, of course, chosen that member to front it, but they didn't. They could have chosen Mr. Gough to front it, and they didn't, and I think the reasons are pretty obvious.
The government's use of urgency for the sixth week in a row was at the cost of Wednesday's general debate, and it was the second time that members lost the opportunity to debate their bills. Their order papers topped by the bill from the ACT Party's John Boscawen, repealing Sue Bradford's anti-smacking law, and that won't be debated now until November the 18th at the earliest. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from New Zealand On Air.